Just talk me through the week that it's been. You really struggled last week. You didn't get through an inning. Today you get through five. What did you work on throughout the week to make sure you were ready for today?
I just worked on my mental side of baseball. I was really worried about throwing the ball hard last week, and obviously that didn't really work out for me. I didn't even get through the first. So I just told myself, you know, just live in the zone today. Just don't worry about velo. Don't worry about nothing. Just throw strikes and let the defense work behind you.
First time through the lineup, you did a really good job. You wound up striking out three in a row from the first inning to the second inning. What did you feel was working for you early on?
Really dominating with the fastball, getting that strike early on, then trying to buzz them in with a slider every now and then, just trying to keep them on their toes, but really trying to work away and try to expand the zone out just to try to get them swinging at the fastball out.
What pitch do you think was working most for you today?
Definitely the fastball. I was really trying to work the slider a lot, but sometimes it would kind of end up popping out of my hand a little early. So just had to keep buzzing back in with the fastball. So fastball is definitely working today for sure.
You did end up overcoming some adversity. You gave up that home run towards the end of the second by Kostopoulos, but you bounced back really well. You wound up getting four of your next five guys out. What went through your head after the home run, and how'd you settle back in and get into a groove?
I kind of just laughed it off, really. I mean, because Kalen kind of looked like he was tracking it and then let it go and then started tracking it again. So it was kind of like a up-down little emotional phase there. And then I just kind of laughed it off and then just was like, all right, let's dial back in and let's go get him.
You ended the fourth with a strikeout to Kostopoulos, who you gave up the home run to. You had a pretty fun little celebration there off the mound. Take me through your head at that point.
So really, once I saw him step back up, I said, I'm not letting you beat me this time. You know, you hit that home run, but I'm not going to let you win again. So I'm really going to go at you here. And then when I got the strikeout, man, it felt so good.
I love that mentality. Just when I was going to grab you, you went up. I believe you were talking to your mom right before. Was that your mom?
So that is Joshua Miller's mom. Little stuff happened over Christmas break, and his family took me in, and they've been my biggest supporters because they're from Colorado. You know, I'm from Michigan, so it's hard for my parents to come out and watch. So they're kind of like my second family. So whenever I see them, you know, I always go give them a hug and talk to them.
That's awesome. When did you two really start to become friends on this team?
Honestly, right around the situation happened in Christmas break, you know, I just kind of let the team know that something happened. And Josh really stepped up and was like, hey, man, like, if you need a place to stay, like, just come here, like, I got you. And then we really started bonding then.
Hey, that's a really awesome story. You had an awesome game today. Five
you.
Complete. You get your first win of the season. Matthew Lorenz, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.